Yeah, like I
Yeah.
was thinking, like, what should I talk about?
No pressure. No pressure.
And
Okay. Just
no.
let me start my We Are Live, gentlemen. Okay. So this is a co-hosting. So I'm just going to delegate everything to Ritesh. The pressure is not there, Ritesh. Los Angeles has already mentioned high expectations. I'm just happy with whatever happens. No pressure. Ritesh, tonight you're going to tell us things we don't know about India. And given that before we went live, Igor asked, what does India look like? And where are places in India? I think you have an easy task this evening to inform us everything about India that we didn't know. And in true spirit, I think Isma, you are going psychedelic. Yeah, you are moving into the psychedelic realm, the guru realm. You've changed your background to something ultra.
It's another plant.
It's
Yeah,
another planet. Yeah.
you mentioned it. You mentioned the word narcotics, and it triggered something,
it's
it's not my cup of tea.
I think deep down at 62, you are a hippie at heart, aren't you? You were there when the flower power generation came out, and we were all chanting and clapping for love and going to India for spiritual guruism and whatever else there is. Ritesh, fire away. We wish you luck.
Yeah.
You have 48 minutes plus minus a few seconds.
Okay. So first of all, I wanted to ask, like, when you send us a banner for this conversation, you kept our pictures. So do you guys know that what it is and where you got this one?
I
Anyone
don't.
noticed? Okay.
Well,
So
I don't know.
yeah,
I can
Frank.
tell you where I got it. I got it from Unsplash, which is a stock photo source for, I think,
Yeah.
which the creator uses. And you just have to type in a magic word, and then they throw you lots of pictures. They are going a little bit not in the direction I want because they have Unsplash Plus, which means you've still got to start paying for these things, which I suppose is fair. But anyway. Yes, so that's where it came from, but I also know where it is, but let the others think.
Yeah. So what it looks like what you can imagine, like what it is.
Well, for me, it looks like affordable housing. I don't know, something like that.
And Isma?
Oh, sorry, I didn't understand the question.
No, so when Frank gave us a banner for this talk, like Ritesh is going to host, there was a picture in the banner, right?
Let me share the screen,
Yes.
and then we can have a look at that because it is actually a very interesting picture. And there we have the image, but let's go again. You can see that now?
Not yet. It's not yet
Not yet,
loading.
yeah.
Not yet. Okay,
It's
so
loading, it's loading, yeah.
that's okay. Stop share and share screen. And screen there. Now can see each other. Now you should be able to see it, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I suppose it could be a like a palace, a castle, or maybe a religious temple.
Okay. Yeah. So no, this is not a temple. So in India we have a Thar Desert. Like 5% of our total land, it is a desert, and it is part of India, Pakistan, and some mainly in Rajasthan. So for the storing water, you need well. So they wanted very deep well. So they created a very deep well. But if you want to take water from the well, how you can take that? That's how they have created this wall, and there is a step. So actually, it is a wall And step is created to take water from the well. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can search on the Google and find out that step walls in India, you can get a picture and you can see the big wall. And people generally it is used for the community purposes, and they can take water from that.
And it is still being used, or it's like an old thing?
Yeah, people use you can say that 20 years before there was no water, still there is no water, but now
Okay.
there's water availability. There was big canal inside the desert, so they
Okay.
have created a canal and now it is getting green and people can get water from
Okay.
other sources. But in Rajasthan, okay, so I wanted to mention that Rajasthan is, we call it the state of palaces. So you find all the good palaces in Rajasthan. What people they do in Western people, they come to in India, they will hire a palace, they will do marriages in that palaces. And if you can hire for your stay also. So before independence, it was a small kingdom type of thing. So during independence, they told that to merge in India. And some people they wanted to still continue as a kingdom. Some are merged forcefully, some are merged because people wanted to merge in India. And the government wanted to make all the rulers calm, so they decided to give all the palaces to them. And after certain years of time, they used to give what we call it privacy purse. Do you know, Frank, about this?
Yeah, BBC Plus is sort of the international version of the British Broadcasting Service. So anything that isn't under local rights or European rights can get broadcast on the BBC. It's a television network, and they have a special international service, just like the BBC World Service for radio. BBC Plus shows the best of British television program, of which there's not much left, but that's my own opinion. Sorry.
So what the country decided, they will give money to their, like, suppose you are a king, you had big kingdom, you had a lot of money. Suddenly government took over all the your kingdom. So, but you wanted to live in same condition. So government has decided to give money to those people. After 10 years, they abolished all the things. Still, they fought a case in the court and they told that this is my personal property and I have right. So still those are the palaces which belongs to the personal kings. And what they do right now, they use that as a tourism place. You can rent them, you can go rent for marriages, you can live there and you can pay some money. That's how it becomes a big tourism place in Rajasthan.
So now, if I'm understanding it correctly, nowadays the palaces, they are owned by the family of the
Yeah.
by the owners, right? Like the individual
Yes.
owners. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay.
And
Just a quick question. Yeah, sorry, Igor.
no, please go ahead.
No. I'm just co-host. You're the interrogator.
Because when you talk about palaces and India, of course, the image that comes to mind is Taj Mahal, right?
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about this one also. Taj Mahal is
Okay.
not a palace. Okay.
Huh,
This is
okay.
what you call makabra. What you call when the Muslim they die, they will what you call
It's a
they
mausoleum.
will
It's a mausoleum.
yes, mausoleum. So it is like
Okay.
in the Turkey there is a hafia, and same thing Taj Mahal is like that. So it is not a palace, and people they
So I didn't understand what it is. It's like a religious place then?
No. So when Shah Jahan, the person who made this Taj Mahal, his wife, first wife died. Okay. So
Ah,
for
okay.
her, in her memory, he built that Taj Mahal.
So
And
it's
her.
it so it's just a monument.
No.
What is inside Taj Mahal, do you know?
So, yeah. So inside her body was what you call what we can call it. I'm not getting the word. See, in Hindus, they will burn your body. But in Muslim and Christian, they put inside the
Bury
coffin.
the body.
Yeah, the body. Yeah.
They bury the
So
body.
on her burial, there is a mosque, kind of thing, or Muslim. So it is Taj Mahal.
Okay.
So,
wow.
After. So imagine, Igor, it's like in a cemetery. It's a really, really big tombstone, but it's three-dimensional, and the body is inside this building. And the technical name for this building is called a mausoleum. That's what it's called.
Okay. Cool. It's like the version of the pyramids, right?
Yeah, you can sort of.
That is a good comparison. Yeah, an Indian version of the pyramids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when Shah Jahan, like when he died, also he was buried inside that Taj Mahal only. So you can find
Okay.
some part of the Taj Mahal which is locked by Archaeological Survey of India, who take control of all the old buildings which are historical places, and Taj Mahal is one of them because it is recognized by UNESCO, I think.
It's
So
UNESCO World Heritage Site. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ritesh, we only see pictures of this one iconic shot where even Lady Di sat in front of it, and you see this one picture of the Taj Mahal and the bench in front of it, and either there are thousands of people or millions of people or there are no people. Is it actually possible to enter the building, or is that forbidden?
Yeah, you can go inside building also. So certain part is very like it is a very there is a small place inside the Taj Mahal. If you go inside, so those
Okay.
are locked because what they do, the lovebirds, they will go with their girlfriends and they will start doing kiss and everything inside. So for
Oh,
that purposes,
really?
the government has, yeah, people that do, if you see most of the places, what they do, they will go and write their name all on walls.
Oh, wow.
Like I was here with my girlfriend or something like that. So, you know, like a lot of people, they don't understand the value of this monument. So that, because of that, the government has banned, you can't go inside. You need a special permission from the court to enter all those places. Otherwise, you can go like big halls and everything. But you see, it is you see all the pictures on Taj Mahal that it is a one person sitting in front of Taj Mahal taking pictures. But it is not like that. If you go, you see thousands of people. It is very dust. And once you go there. I've never been there, my friends. It is because it is near to my place where I am from. But people say that it is very stressful because you have to be in big queue and take tickets, go inside.
Yeah,
But it is a
it's
must.
such a tourist place. Like you might find everything. Like that. I can imagine like going to the pyramids. Like it might be similar, right? So there are so many people, like, trying to sell you things, try to scam you, and that you don't enjoy in the end of the day.
Yeah. So here, the Taj Mahal, you will not find people who are scamming you. You find that they charge more because they charge because you are from the other country and all. But there is a lot of competition because 10 people are selling same thing. So you can bargain with them. They can give you a low price also. So it's like that. So see, if you want to see all those places, there's a lot of place like Taj Mahal in Delhi because it was a kingdom like for the thousands of years or 500 years. So you can find a lot of monuments and in Delhi, but those are not taken it was it, it those are not that much heritage as Taj Mahal because it is recognized by seven wonders of the world. Okay, so before, yeah, any questions? I was sorry.
You've covered the most important monument. Let's go off the beaten track.
So before that, like when Frank started like saying hippies, so you know that hippies like thing. They started in America, they started coming to India and all the things. And you find a lot of, still you can find people in Goa. They are living in a kind of commune. They are living in, you can find they are attached with the local population, and find that they are from the India and they know all the languages and they live it. So you can find in Goa, they are in abundance. And sometimes what happened, government has to find them. Some cases or some situation comes like that their country is demanding them or something like that. So they have to spend a lot of resources to get them and send back them to home.
Oh,
And
because
then
they
they are
don't have money to
illegal.
go back?
See, generally what happen, I have people say that they earn some money for 5 years, 10 years. They start roaming all over the world. When the money is at the end, like they can't go anywhere, they will come to Goa and they will start living over there.
Oh,
Okay. So
okay.
because you can compare to other places in the world, India is cheaper. Okay, so you can live in a very low place, and because and you become a part of commune, you started doing things. They started playing drums and all the things. They started going in pubs and have music systems. They started creating things.
That makes
But
sense. That
this is
makes sense. I remember talking to some people when I was traveling in Europe and in South America. And they would always say, like, because I would ask, okay, what are you gonna do when you don't have more savings? And they would say, like, oh, probably I'm gonna move to Asia because it's cheap to live there. So it's exactly what you mean.
So, and the reverse is in India. See, if a person who started earning some money, but he can't go to Europe and live there, so what they will do, they will start going in the African country like Tanzania, Uganda, and those places. They will roam around for, they will take a break from their job for 1 year, 2 years. They will roam around and come back. Most of the people, they go to Thailand also. You know that there's a different kind of environment in those places, but it is limited to the big cities like Bangalore, Hyderabad, or Delhi. Certain number of people go for months, 2 months, 3 months, and they will come back to India. But why I was talking about this hippies and all the things, you know, maybe Frank knows, he lives in France. There is a commune system, and there was some communes in the France. So what they have developed in Pondicherry, it is not in Pondicherry, but it is part of two states, Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry. There is a place called Auroville. Anyone knows that place?
No, I know Pondicherry, but certainly not Oddville, no.
Auroville. I think it is a French word only. Auro and
Yeah,
ville.
Ville at the end is town, yeah. So,
Yeah.
and there
So.
was a, there was a French colony or a French protectorate or something in Pondicherry
Yeah.
many moons ago, and there is still a French school. Because I think it is, if you do if you do your finals in high school, I think that is one of the first schools that gets to do it, in the whole French, education system. I think, it's one of the first schools that start each year with the finals exams. Little bit of technical detail.
I'm not aware of that school, but this place, you know, during the independence days, this Goa was ruled by Dutch people, and the Pondicherry was from
French people.
French. So whenever the person who is part of this mainland and part of, they got some kind of prison or something like that, they will move to those places because there was no control of the British in this area. So one of the same kind of people, he was very involved in freedom fighting, and then when he was in jail, he got some kind of different kind of a spiritual thing, and after coming out of the jail, he moved back to the Pondicherry, and he started a ashram, and he was so influential that many people from the Western countries like France, England, and all those places came and started living with him. One of them was a lady, Maria Al-Safa called. And when he died, after that, she took control of this his all the ashram, and she developed a place called Auroville. It is near to Pondicherry, like 12 to 15 kilometers far from the Pondicherry. And they decided to make it like a commune. And in 67, I think. And this place is right now, they have planned to make it for as a habitat of 50,000 people. Right now, 5,000 or 3,000 people are living from the 60 countries. So what they do, they will earn some money, or they don't want to do, they don't have money, then they will come this place, they start living there, they will start growing things naturally. Their life is like they have become part of the society. They live and they are enjoying. But what happened? You know, such communes is threat to the establishment. Like Indian government got so afraid of this commune that these people are powerful. They had money. They don't wanted to live anywhere. They wanted to come here, and they don't. They were creating their own rules, regulation, and everything. So they passed a law that this is part of the whole commune is governed by Indian laws. But still, you can find people living there, and here you find that there is their motto is there is no nationality, there is no race, there is no nothing like that. They have different kind of view, and they are living. So you find a lot of grace about Auroville. Whenever you want to travel in India, you can. All the travelers, they have dream to live there and go spend time. You can't get that place for 2 days, 3 days. No, you have to live for 2, 3 months or 6 months. Then you can understand the place. Okay.
How do they actually survive economically?
Economically. So when we went there, so they are self-sufficient. So what they do, they generally create their things like living things are simple because they don't want to live in luxury. You can't afford luxury there. So you have to create, you can cultivate your vegetables by yourself on your own. Then what happened? A lot of there is a, what you call, there is a Matame center, something like that. So people from like tourists, they go for visit. And you can't go inside. See, we had also planned to go inside, but they will not allow you. They will say that you have to book for 2, 3 days before in advance. You have to come sharp 8 o'clock or morning. Mostly people who go for the tourism, they are lazy. They can't go in morning. So half of the people will be get disqualified. The rest of the people, when they reach, sometimes just on the bandwidth, how many people they can accommodate.
Okay, so if you go there for 2 or 3 months,
let them go inside, and there is a they have created economy.
Okay, so if they go in for if you
yeah,
go in
so,
2 or 3,
yeah, so suppose you want to go for two months.
Can you get out again, or is it sort of like a one way street, and then you're sort of like snared, and it's very difficult to get out.
But there was a lack. There was a lack.
We are. You have a lag, Frank.
Yeah.
I
have a lag.
Yeah, I think Frank has.
Yes.
I can hear you clearly.
Your connection is failing a little bit.
Yeah, it is. I just got a message. Your internet connection is unstable, and I have fiber optics here everywhere. okay, Ritesh, we'll come back to that question later. Do you want to continue on your journey, on your magical journey? So we've been in the southeastern corner of the sub-peninsula in Pondicherry. Where are you taking us now?
So see, this is that. So I think you were asking like how if you want to go for 2 months. So those people who are living in the commune, they have created some places, and you can go and pay for them, pay to them for the place to live, and then you have to do something like go and do some work with them to grow things, how you can enjoy the place, and they will get some money from you, and they can live if they want to do extra thing from that money. So much they have created a very big commune, and they are living happy. Happy. I see that many of the people who are living with their child, they have children, they have bikes and everything, and they're living happily. So it is also a good place. Okay, so.
Talking about community, how do Indians interact with immigrants? And I'm asking that because I have heard that in some places in Asia, especially Japan, but other places in Asia, that it's hard to connect because the culture is so different, right? So how is it in India? Like, let's say your friends, like, how do you guys interact at all with immigrants, or it's each one in your own community?
Yeah, so mainly this disconnect is because of the language problem, and people don't speak that language. Especially in Japan, this is a problem because people can't understand their language, and they are not willing to learn English at all. But in India, this is not a problem, and because of this British influence, and every people knows English, especially in the places where you can find people. Tourist or people from the other places who are visiting India. So there is no problem, but India has all places you can find racist people. They treat you differently and color difference and all. It happens. But we in India, you can find very different type of people because it is not it is like a continent. So if you look before 1992, when we had this economic what was that?
Economic
We, we
reform.
yeah economic reform. What we used to do after independence, we used to follow the Soviet kind of system. It was not like that, but what the government used to do, they will give quotas. Quotas means Igor can produce car, but he can produce only cars 1,000 cars every year. It was like that. So in 1992, the government poll, they decided, new government, that we are not going to, we let free market economy. You can decide yourself like how many cars you want to build. You want to build many cars and you don't want to sell, it's fine. And that's how all the Indians, like if you look before 1992, you can find a person, he's from north, he's from south, and he's from Maharashtra, he's from Rajasthan, because their way they dress, speak, they eat was different. But after 1992, it is a little hard to find a person when you can say that he's from South, North, and all. And it has become little more combined, and the culture is mixing. But still, you find very different culture in South, North, and likewise.
I read a book and then saw a movie to the book about a univ about two people who met at university, boy and girl. And she was from Delhi, and he was from, I think, from Bangalore, actually.
Yeah, this is opposite. The boy was from the north and girl is from the south. She is from the Tamil Nadu.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And they fell in love, and they wanted to get married, which was like a big no-no. Maybe Ritesh, you can remind me, because I've forgotten what the name of the film is, or and the book. But it sort of seemed to portray, because it seemed to be based on fact, it seemed to portray the north-south differences between the north Indians and the, if I'm going to use this word correct, the Tamil South, or the Tamil South, yeah. Tamil South, yeah. And if I understand this correctly, you are actually from the north yourself, yeah?
So Igor, it's like two states. We have different states, So the movie name was Two States, and the author of that book, the based on this book, this movie was made. He's an author and he writes English novels for people like us who started in college, started reading novels. So you'll find a little bit of Indian drama. There is some romance and everything and love. So this guy, Chetan Bhagat, actually. And I remember that when I was in Bangalore in college, first time I went to Cinepolis to watch this movie. It was really nice. And see, actually, that their love was successful because they were in Indian Institute of Management. It is a very big, prestigious institute in India, like IITs. IIT is for engineering. I am from the business. And this girl was from Tamil Nadu. They have different culture. This guy is from Punjab, and their culture is different. And but they fall in love, and they see the girl don't want to hurt his parents and go and marry. It happens generally if your parent is not getting agree, and you have to marry by denouncing them. Finally, they will come, but for a certain period of time, you are going to hurt your parents. So they don't want it to do, and this guy has to convince. Generally, why parents are doing this one, they feel they are very connected to their, I don't know how it works in the West, but they are very connected to their children. And they want everything to be perfect for their children. And why they worried about them, because they want suppose it, if you have a girl, then you want your girl to be in a place in a family where husband is earning enough that he can survive, she can survive. He has enough money and he has a family background and everything. It was like that. And boy is like the boys of families will see that the girls should be like this one, that one. There is a lot of things, but now it is going down because of this. The a lot of equality is coming between boys and girls. So what you can't claim that boy is going to spend a lot of money and he has to earn. The girl can also earn and she can support. So nowadays you can see that all the boys who are looking for a girl who is earning, and especially she is educated and all, especially in the Bangalore or other places. So it is happening, and this movie was very romantic. And first half, it was college. So all the boys will love the college advance and everything. And the second half is family drama. When you started to, when the girl said that my parents is not accepting, okay, because you are from north, or you are not from our caste and everything. So this guy went into the depression. He started not talking with his father, mother, or his, he was very good, but he was not talking to them. Then they started worrying, like, why he's not talking. Then same happens with girls also. And then boy had to show some courage and tell her parents that, no, I can do that. I have this much and we love and all of this. So it was really, it happens today also. You don't find, see, the things comes into movie because of the person is very famous or he has money to produce a movie or there is some interest. Otherwise, this happens every day, and you can find it in your classmates and friends also. Most of the breakups happens in Bangalore because of this. The girl at the end say that my parents are not accepting, and they have find a good. Especially the girls, I'm saying about because of MY, it happens differently for the girls also. I don't know their opinion. So they say that they have a little bit correction with because they don't want to go with this guy because that might be, they might have found a good boy who is earning more and everything. It happens everywhere. I don't know. This is especially in India, but it is like that.
And you mentioned that the culture is different from people in the South, right? What do you mean exactly? What's different? Like the religion roots, like the custom, what's different?
So everyone is same religion, but you know, India same religion, but they follow different method and all. The religion is not a problem. There is a caste also. Caste
Okay,
is
so
it is a
it's still a problem nowadays.
it's not a very big problem in educated and people, but if
Okay.
still you find the lower people in the economic condition
Okay.
or who
Got
are
it.
some people also very too hard to let go their culture and everything. So if you
Okay.
look at the
So
South,
it's more common like in the lower economical class, right? That's what you mean.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as you go higher in the economic ladder now, you don't care about the society because you have money and you
Okay.
can.
Makes
But
sense.
it happens when you don't have enough and you have to be a part of the society, then you have to follow rules and everything.
Okay. Makes
Yeah.
sense.
So problem was because this guy is from north and they have different living style. What we eat in north is different than what they eat in south. Maybe
Okay.
I don't know if you know there is a idli dosa. So this is used in south. If you want to eat a breakfast, what you eat, you can eat a dosa, idli dosa, all those things. Suppose you want to eat something breakfast in the north, you are going to eat paratha or puri and all those things with curry. And
Okay.
then in the place he belongs to, they drink a lot. Like those people, Punjab, you know, Punjab is like how I can say, Frank knows. They those people are mostly they are in army, Indian army, or they were in British army also. So they
Yeah.
have a lot of they drink a lot. The son and father will sit together and drink. Actually, drinking is very, very bad in Indian society. They don't. You can't even drink. You can sit. You can drinking wine, but in our places, but they in the Punjab they drink. Mother is
Yeah.
also drinking with father, and children are all drinking, and they're.
So like beer did, because here like in Brazil as well, but here in the United States, like it's totally normal to drink a lot of beer on weekends. Like it's not very well accepted in India, right?
No. Beer,
Okay.
generally you can find big cities here and people start drinking. But village, other parts of country, you can't say, you can't drink in front of your
Okay.
parents. You can't even smoke. People are very afraid. I know, as an Indian parent, I don't know, this is very, very bad as when you are raising your children. So when, see, in the West, what I see, the student is saving money for earning and saving money for his college, right? We see in movies or we know that they have lot of debt, education debt. They are earning for 10 years and they are paying their education loan. But in India, the parents gives money to their children and college fees and everything. When he comes out of the college, he's free and he
Okay.
can earn for himself and save for his children and all. What happened at that time? You are dependent on your parents. You don't do many things. What I noticed when we are in Bangalore, I see many people during their vacations or their holidays, they used to go and become part of events. They become part of event management team. They volunteer something. They'll get some money. People like us who are raised by parents who give everything. If you want to go buy a chocolate, they will give money. They will. So those people are they're raging and way to communicate and meet with people are that meeting with people is very different, and I think that is required. But people sometimes people say that if you have a kid, you have responsibility to give everything to him. You are not only father, but you are a provider for him. But other places they say that, yes, I am giving. At a certain age, I can give, but after that, you have to take care of all those things. So
Okay.
maybe the perspective may be different, but sometimes it feels that what you are doing, you are making your child to be dependent. When the parents die or they are not with them, they become depressed, helpless, and weak. If you are raised yourself, you have raised yourself and you have done everything for yourself, then you don't have to be worried about, you don't have to worry about your kids. But here you find very bad impact on your children. Because everything was given to him, and suddenly parents is not there. Then they feel helpless. Yeah, so this is the culture, like Indian culture. There's a lot of culture difference. And
it's a huge country.
Still, we are talking South, North divide. But in the South also, there's a different divide because of the languages and everything. And they have also little difference. And generally, South, people say that during when people started moving from Africa to this continent, if you are believing in the evolution of humankind, so they started from Africa, they started coming to India in the south, and some people started from the Mongol and everything. They call Aryans, they come from Europe, and they started from the north. There was some divide, culture divide and all. But if you talk to Indian nationalists and all the things, they say that no, there's no divide. We are same people because we are living in different parts of the country. And because of that, there's some skin color differences because there's light and all the things.
I was actually going to ask you, Ritesh, do you identify yourself first as an Indian national and then secondly from the region that you come from, or is it vice versa that you identify yourself first as your birth region and then as an Indian national?
Yeah, so everyone start from their birth region. Everyone say that I'm from here and I'm part of the country, and I'm Indian. And this is at the end. Everything comes at the end, but everyone has a local attachment. Okay. So people have a language attachment. They don't want to give up their languages, the customs and everything. So it's part of everything. And you can find this first answer when they are politicians and they have a big, what you call it? They have to be accepted everywhere. But people have their attachment to their place where they belong to. Then it comes to the country, right?
Well, I'm sort of, we've only been talking for about, 40 minutes, and already it's sort of the impression that I get is that India is a very complicated, but it is a very complex place to visit and to navigate. From the outside, it looks it's almost overwhelming.
Definitely. And there is some north what do you call it? Northeast India. So you remember, like, one of the posts I wrote about this Northeast people. So they were actually not part of this country. Britishers tried to, they were fighting with them because those people used to live in jungle. And during the World War II, when they had a lot of support they needed for the fighting with the other country, they started recruiting people from our country. So when we got independence, anyhow, so these first leadership, when they started taking over the country, they decided to talk with them. And their main concern was their culture, their way of living. And at that time, they didn't give any demand. Like, our people who were going to rule the country, they accepted everything. But at certain point of time, they wanted to see. There is a two kind of dilemma. One, you are a deciding factor. You are saying that you are living poorly, you're not educated, you are not giving right to women, and so that I'm going to force some rule and you have to follow it. And other is like, no, you see, this is bad. You have to show that these people who is living in Delhi is far much better than what you are living in the Northeast. And you have to become like them. Then you have to change your way of living. the way you treat women, that you are not letting them to go and participate in elections. You know, we have a state called Nagaland. They have till this 75 years of independence, they have never a single woman as a MLA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as a party, you can't. It is a patriarchy society in that some state in Northeast only, the women are doing everything. Man is nothing but he is getting money from his wife and sleeping all day, drinking and working. Woman is the head of the house. Some state.
Yeah.
So. There's a two kind of, you are not going to force. Then you become like a dictator and you say that you have to live like that. And there will be a lot of resistance. And, you know, maybe it, the religion or culture, it is so deep inside in human that you can't force those things out from them in a generation. You need a multiple generation to bring all those things out.
Wow.
And, that's why the government is trying to give a lot of a scholarship to the children. They come to Delhi. One more thing. You know, the physique and everything is a little different than what you find in normal Indians. So those people, some people started calling them Chinese. Some people started calling those people, they some bad things. They look different. So they feel a lot of bad thing also. And there's a lot of education in Indian masses. And there's a lot of programs. Government is helping them to say that these people are from. He looks different. That means not. It doesn't mean that he's not from India. He might be from other parts of the country with whom you are not familiar with. Similarly, Anglo-Indians who decided not to go in America, England, after independence, they are still living in country, some good places like Nainital and all the places, the big bungalows, and they were very rich at the time, and they don't want to leave their property and all the things. Or maybe there was attachment. Some people had a wife from India, some girls had a husband, and so they started living, and you find some if the person is not educated enough, or he's not aware of those facts, then you find racist people also.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
As I mentioned to Igor via a WhatsApp, Ritesh, you're going to join us in the Life Unboxed scenario, and I think Igor, we have a challenge somehow to build a bridge between the West and India. That should be an interesting.
Yeah, of course.
I do not shy away from conflict topics, but Ritesh, if I mention the word Kashmir, do I enter a dangerous territory with you, or are we able to unpick this complex subject as well? Because what I'm trying to figure out is what the media in the West portray and what the reality on the ground is in your neck of the woods.
What's the word?
Kashmir.
Kashmir.
What's this?
Kashmir is Kashmir. Very because the clock's ticking. Kashmir is a region in. Help me here, Ritesh. Northeast or northwest of India?
Northwest.
Northwest of India.
Yeah.
Fiercely independent, minded.
Okay.
And I think it actually wants to break away from the mainland, wants to become an independent state in its own right. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want to go too deep in the cliches, but you can tell a Kashmiri by their very strict looks and their very bushy beards. Is that Punjabi?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You can find like Igor is from Kashmir, only a little bit of color difference. Because you find all the people are from there only.
Okay.
So they are
yeah.
very, very, if you look at a normal Indians, you find the color difference is a little bit dark. But in the Kashmir, you find very white kind of people.
Okay.
And because they are living in the Himalayas, right?
Mm.
So the condition is different. And generally, you have to know that this place, Pakistan say that is belongs to them, and India say that it belongs to them. And during fight, some part of that Kashmir has gone to Pakistan, and rest of the part is in India. And some part
Okay.
of them is taken control by Chinese. So we have three different things. Okay.
Yeah, it gets really complicated there.
Yeah, but
Okay.
one thing, like I have this point to, we have post office. And there is a unique post office in Kashmir. It is inside a boat, inside the lake. So
Okay. Okay.
you can write a postcard to them, or you can deliver. There is a post office because a lot of the couples go to the honeymoon, and after that they take a ride in the boat, and they will go to that post office and drop some letters, or they write. So
Cool.
suppose they are in honeymoon and doing things. They wanted to write something to their loved ones, they can say. And it is a unique place
Cool. Yeah.
and very
Very unique.
beautiful place. And people go in their honeymoons if it is normal and everything. Sometimes you get in the border area, there's a conflict. But Jammu and Ladakh is a very peaceful place. And people
Okay.
go.
Okay, I think you've just given Igor an idea for his honeymoon later this year. Yeah.
Yeah,
Who
there's a lot
knows?
of place, honeymoon place
When
in India.
you and
Yeah.
Mari get married, yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Everything
Yeah.
can happen.
There is some better place than Mauritius, and we are having Maldives.
Maldives and Mauritius,
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. Ritesh, you have opened a can of worms. I don't think it was that difficult. You have left, at least you have left me with more questions at the end of this show than at the beginning. And for that, I thank you. I think you achieved the goal of telling us something we didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of things to plan, but while speaking, I go in different directions.
It
So I have
happens.
planned some
That's
things.
okay. Yeah.
Yes, we will learn to contain you and keep you back on track. And I look forward to somehow creating an East-West, West-East dialogue, and to highlight the differences and find the common ground. Because India is a force to be reckoned with. Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to these discussions, gentlemen.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I'm looking
You have the
forward
last word,
to,
Ritesh.
I was saying that I'm looking forward to join Life Unboxing, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. And there's a lot of things which will come in our next subsequent discussions and all the things about India, because people say that one life is not enough to know all about India. So.
That explains a lot. Okay, gentlemen, see you next week. Maybe with Mary to talk about this horrific accident of hers and the consequences. Your questions will be more than welcome. Whether we can answer them is another question. Have a great weekend, and I will see you all at the respective times next week. And
Okay.
Isma, you need to speak a little more, yeah?
I think Isma is not understanding what I'm saying. Maybe there is some, but with time, I think he can understand.
Yes,
I feel that.
we will develop an ear for your accent. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It will come. Yeah, it will come
Yeah.
quickly. Okay. Take care, gentlemen. See you next week. Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. Take
Bye
care.
bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Ritesh.
Bye.
Thank you.